Welcome to episode 40 of the Walk and Talk podcast. I'm Greg Johnson, and today is Monday, September 7th, 2020. The topic for this episode is monetization, making money on, generally it's referred to as making money on social media content, YouTube videos, Twitter, etc. But how does one monetize their online creative content? A good place to start thinking about monetization is a website, a service that's called Patreon. And the way it works is that you, over time, develop a follower base, and people can follow you on Patreon either as a free subscriber to your services, or they can donate. And there are different donation levels, and those levels give people access to maybe early access to information or ad-free content or perhaps high-definition, high-resolution videos or photos or whatever. So that's Patreon. And probably anybody who's a creator who thinks they may want to have sort of a subscription service of some kind would want to explore that and become familiar with it, because it'll give you ideas about how you can earn money on other platforms. A lot has been shared on the topic of how to make money on YouTube. The kind of obvious way is to have the YouTube ads running before, during, after a YouTube video. And what most creators on YouTube are saying is that even those with, you know, millions of views, the advertising revenue fluctuates quite a bit because of the logarithms and how YouTube makes videos show up and how the ads play out and what they pay, etc. So it's not super reliable to depend on the advertising revenue that way. And so what a lot of creators will do is, once they have an audience that's of a certain size and they have kind of a consistent number of viewers for each video they create, then that gives them the opportunity to work with sponsors. And then they would get a direct payment from a sponsor for sharing a product or service. And then they wouldn't be relying necessarily just on the other ad revenue. So other platforms such as Anchor, for example, allow you to have ads before, during, or after a podcast episode. And all of these different monetization systems, particularly those involving ads, have the drawback of being sort of disruptive or impinging on the effectiveness of the content that you're trying to share. So when somebody wants to tune into a podcast or watch a video or just read an article on a web page, you don't want to be overwhelmed with advertising that's at the top of the page, at the side, in the middle of the article, pop-ups. And I've been to websites that had previously, you know, over decades, been good, reputable brands, previously as magazines and then later as websites. And they become so cluttered with advertising that it makes it just unpleasant to even try to navigate the site. And it's really too bad. I don't know if these are under new management or it's just the general influence of, I think people don't realize. It's like, you know, somebody gets up in the morning and instead of putting on, you know, kind of normal clothes, they would put on a clown outfit and kind of not realize that they're walking around in a clown outfit. I think people have these websites with so much advertising that it's just absurd. And I guess in their eyes, they're just like the, like on a slot machine, you know, where the dollars are spinning around in the wheel. Their eyes have little dollar symbols spinning around like in a cartoon. And that's all they can think about is the money that's available through advertising. And so it just gets kind of carried away. So I've really tried to have either no advertising or a really minimal amount of inobtrusive advertising that is as relevant as possible so that it doesn't get in the way of the content I'm trying to share. Normally, a content creator would try to decide, am I going to monetize something or not? And sometimes you can decide not to monetize it. Maybe you just want to get something out there and hope that your book sales will increase, but you're not really earning money from the podcast or the video or whatever. And there's some other business you're trying to promote. But the decision then is often made in the moment of, okay, am I going to have ads or not for this particular episode or video or whatever? And they make that decision and go on. So it either has ads or it doesn't. So something I've been working with, and this is really the crux of this episode, is specifically about hybrid monetization or scaled monetization, where what I want to do is in my YouTube videos and in my podcasts to have the most recent episodes of videos and audio be ad-free. The podcasts I've been sort of settling in on perhaps producing one per week or something like that. So if I am producing a podcast a week, what I would do is, as I go, like for example, to publish this episode, I'm going to go back to the previous episode from a week ago that's been sitting out there available without any ads for everybody to listen to. And I think I'll go ahead and turn on monetization for that one, the one from a week ago. I haven't yet selected the specific number of episodes that I might leave out there ad-free. It's been simplest for me to just go ahead and, in my workflow and routine of publishing a new episode, go back to the previous one and turn on ads. And the people who are following my website or subscribe to the podcast or whatever, it's those people who I really want to do the favor of giving them the content without any disruption from advertising. And if a month from now or a year from now or whatever, somebody stumbles on a podcast, I don't feel as bad about having an advertisement at the beginning. The ad that I'm currently running, and I have been for months for these podcasts, is a 45-second ad at the beginning of the podcast for the podcast service, Anchor. So it's a short ad. It's something that I actually believe I like to be promoting and letting people know how I'm doing these podcasts. And I think it's a good service and it's free. It's advertising revenue based. I can have sponsors if I get to the point where I have enough subscribers to justify that. But anyway, that's the idea, hybrid monetization. And if I have subscribers through Patreon, for example, who get early notifications about content, then they also will enjoy the ad-free content. On the website, it's not as easy. I guess I could probably go in and manually insert ads in articles after the first week or so, but I just for the website, have decided to not really have any advertising. Instead, I use referral affiliate links if I am linking to something. And that's not always with an encouragement for the reader to buy necessarily, but it's helpful to have the reference information anyway. And, but yeah, that's basically it. And same with YouTube. There, if I see that a video is becoming viral and it's going to get 30,000 or 100,000 views, then I'm sort of tempted to turn on advertising because that could result in some helpful revenue. But otherwise, if my videos are going to a select number of people and they're about a specific topic, and they probably won't get 100,000 views, then the question is, do I want to disrupt and mildly annoy a small group of people so that I can earn, it's not even a penny, it would be a fraction of a penny. There has been a revelation or development in this area, and that is that some creators have noticed, whatever platform they are on, if they are monetizing, if they are allowing advertising, like on YouTube, for example, then Google will automatically promote their content more, because that's how Google makes money, is through the advertising. So there's this kind of unwritten understanding that if you're on a platform that is funded by advertising and you choose to go ad-free, well, then that platform is not going to favor you as much. And it's sort of like Facebook. You know, you can have thousands of friends on Facebook, up to 5,000, and you can have pages for your business or whatever. And you will reach some people that way. If you make a post, some people will see it. But you really have to buy your way into having exposure on Facebook. And so the same is kind of true with YouTube, with these other services, that you kind of have to agree to do the advertising to begin to get traction and get exposure, because they don't want to really be utilizing their resources to favor your content that earns them nothing when there are other people who are potentially earning them money. So that kind of makes sense. So this is a way then also, using hybrid advertising and hybrid monetization, where you, as a channel, as a producer, as a content creator, you can have that aggregated collective favor that is garnered when you have advertising, but you don't have to disrupt or degrade your content initially for the loyal returning viewers or listeners or readers. So it's kind of a way to make the system work for you and also work for the subscribers and supporters. When I'm creating content and posting it online, my main consideration is not, you know, how can I optimize or maximize my revenue, but instead, what is the best, most effective content that I can offer listeners, readers, viewers? And those are two different paths. So if somebody is really trying to maximize their revenue, they're going to create possibly misleading, you know, what's referred to as clickbait, you know, this really enticing titles or enticing thumbnails and visuals to promote an article, a video, or what have you. So I really try to stay away from that and focus on what's the most accurate representation of the content that I'm providing, and what is in the best interest of the content consumer? Does the advertising somehow serve their needs, serve their interests, make their experience better? Maybe if there's an ad for something that's related to an article and, you know, the article is a review of a product, and now you say, hey, if you want to buy the product, here it is, or several products, well, then that ad's relevant. And it's important to disclose if you're linking to something and you are earning revenue from the sale, like if it's an affiliate link to Amazon, you're earning revenue. It's important to share that. But in general, no, advertising is a disruption. It's often irrelevant to the content that's being presented. It's confusing. It's sometimes misleading. If you're using advertising services like Google AdSense or others, and so it can be misleading. If you have these advertising services, like I'll just pick on Google AdSense, you don't know the quality of the ads. You don't know the content of the ads. Some of the ads are misleading. Some of the ads are just offensive. And so even though you can pick and choose certain categories that you want to stay away from, in general, you just don't have enough control over the ad content. So that's why, as a creator, I try to have as few ads as possible. And for those ads that I do have, I try to specifically be selective about what the ad content is, make sure it's not just, you know, a hairline above what's legally required by the Federal Trade Commission, but that, in fact, it's genuine, authentic, accurate, not misleading, not using any kind of scare tactics or enticements. That's basically my thinking on advertising. And with this hybrid model, then it allows, you know, most of the content to go out ad-free, and then some revenue to be generated by the second wave of those who would be reading, viewing, watching, listening to the content. Well, anyway, I appreciate all of those of you who follow the podcast along. Appreciate all the comments, the topic suggestions, subscribers, shares, all of that. And I look forward to sharing more with you again soon. Take care.